How far will you go without Jesus? Luke chapter 2, verse number 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Jesus had been left at the temple. What a great place for Jesus to be, in the temple, in his Father's house. Would to God we would always have Jesus' comfortable presence in our temples. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says. That we would feel his power, that we would be comfortable there. That he would be comfortable there, and we would be comfortable with him being there. So many may ask the question, how could they have left Jesus? Well, in the Middle East, when they went to worship, the large families and neighbors traveled in large groups, and sometimes they were in groups of males and females. Sometimes the children were with the men, sometimes with the women. Also, some of the groups may have left earlier or sooner than later. So when they caught up to the group that left before them, they found he was not there. What a lesson that is. One of presumption. They assumed that Jesus was with them in all that they did. Do we not do the same thing? Do we not assume that whatever we do, God is in it? Let us be sure that what we do is blessed by God, and that Jesus is comfortable with what we do. There are many tasks that believers perform that may not be the will of God. We must be careful that all endeavors are according to God's will, and that we take it not for granted. But we take great care to make sure the Lord is in the task and the plans that we have. How easy it is to assume the Lord is with us, then to only find out, like Samson, we have taken it for granted, and we wist not that the Lord had departed from us. We had not a clue that we took off with our Lord Jesus being in a spiritual exercise or endeavor, that it was all us and none of him. Then we must go back to the temple and find Jesus where he is and make amends with him and repent. They assumed he was with the other company of people that came with them. Never assume that because others do something that God is okay with you doing it or Jesus is in what they are doing. No, we must never assume that just because our Lord has others do something that he would be in us doing the same thing. Verse 44 says, they supposing. Yes, assuming and supposing, but not knowing. They felt it was okay, but they never searched it out with the Lord whether it was or not. It says that he tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and Mary knew not of it. Such a precious cargo they had, and they knew not. But should we be hard on them? Have we not lost track of our relationship with the Lord? Have we not presumed and assumed and did not know the will of God and follow it? Did we not get our eyes fixed on the trials and tasks at hand and lose sight of Jesus for a while? Oh, it is very easy when on this journey to know not of it, that Jesus has tarried behind in Jerusalem and we have moved on ahead. We are looking at the trial, the journey we have taken, and got our eyes off Jesus and put them on the storm. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broadways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? One great lesson we can learn is they only got a day's journey away from him. Now that is far enough for sure, but we learn from this to not wait too long to get right with God and return to that great temple where the Lord is and seek him whom my soul loveth.